Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A month of declining jobless claims has come to a halt. ABC's Jim Ryan says more people were applying for benefits last week.
In all, 224,000 first-time claims for unemployment benefits were filed, an increase of 9,000 from the week before. The four-week moving average, which gives a clearer sense of the overall trend, was slightly higher in data released by the Labor Department this morning.
An apology from the CEO of McDonald's for the E. coli outbreak that sickened at least 100 people and left one person dead. Joe Erlinger telling ABC News.
We let people down. And so I want to apologize to all of our customers out there who were harmed by this incident.
The outbreak linked to the onions on Quarter Pounders. The search goes on in New York City for the man who murdered UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Investigators narrowing in on the place where they think the gunman stayed in Manhattan before the shooting. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth back on Capitol Hill trying to convince more senators he's up for the job. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A big plane on display outside a local VFW post is now damaged after a hit and run. People were inside VFW Post 328 in Stoughton Monday night when they heard a crash. A neighbor saw a semi-truck hit the plane and leave the scene. The post commander says trucks often use their parking lot to turn around. He thinks the truck came into the lot and clipped the wing of the plane, knocking it off its pedestal. The fuel tank and that wing are now smashed. Now, the Air Force actually owns that plane. The VFW post is essentially borrowing it for its display outside the building. He says now it'll be a long road to get it fixed. They have to find the right people, and those people have to find the right parts. And World AIDS Day was earlier this week. More than 7,000 people here in Wisconsin are living with HIV, and many of them are concerned about the future of their care in the next presidential administration. President-elect Donald Trump has picked Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. RFK Jr. has falsely said HIV does not cause AIDS. Social scientist Anthony Petro says the country has already experienced decades of misinformation, discrimination, and stigma when it comes to HIV/AIDS. To hear it now from someone who may be the top healthcare official in America is concerning.
Hear someone today in 2024 thinking about those kind of conspiracy theory approaches to thinking about HIV and AIDS is certainly troubling, but it's not new. And I think we do have a very good infrastructure for HIV/AIDS care.
For folks at higher risk, pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP, has saved countless lives. It's a simple pill people can take every day. It can help protect them if they're exposed to HIV. Most private insurance and Medicaid programs are required to cover PrEP without copays or deductibles. For more local and state news, head to WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks lose to the Hawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Atlanta Hawks, 119-104. Milwaukee now 11-10. They face the Celtics tomorrow night in Boston. College basketball, Marquette losing to Iowa State, 81-70. The Golden Eagles host the Badgers on Saturday. NFL, Packers and the Lions tonight on Thursday Night Football. Tied in Tucker Kraft on the Packers' good mood after winning three in a row.
The locker room is almost always like this because even when we are down, you know, we're not emotionally down.
College football. Wisconsin signed 24 new recruits, but has over a dozen, including wide receiver Trek Kakahuna, entering the transfer portal. Luke Fickell on getting new players to commit despite a losing season.
Let's be honest, it's pretty easy for people out there to say, well, why would you want to do that? They're going to go right back to doing what they did before. But if people believe and trust in you, then they'll have some blind faith.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Still a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down this afternoon. Sunny and cold, but not windy. We'll get into the upper teens to low 20s today. Tonight, partly cloudy, around 8 degrees for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, mid to upper 20s. We'll be back in the 30s to 40s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 16.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Aaron Sommers.
So you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge. What's your kink?
Snowman. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Trigby Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project and a Green Bay Packer owner, will be here to talk politics and preview the Packers. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
There's about a third of this country that's very hard right. Of course they love Trump. When he left office, he had an approval rating of 34%. So he really only had those people. Mm-hmm. Why is he now like tied? Because the other part of the coalition are people who they don't really like him that much. Mm-hmm. They just think the far left has gone so nutty on so many issues.
That's what they're being told.
That's what they...
By people like you. Oh, God. Oh, God, Jane Fonda. Oh, Lord. I just start. Okay. Jane Fonda. Jane Fonda.
Back on the radio.
Oh, hi. Oh, hi. We're back. Okay.
We're back on the radio.
Yes, Damien said, I keep hearing Bill Maher might quit his show. Okay, fine. Let him go. I won't miss him. He's as bad as Chuck Todd or Fox News as far as I'm concerned. I agree. Thank God there's magic in the world. Do you know where's their magic? Right now. Greg Proops.
Greg Proops.
Who is a progressive warrior? Hello, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You are.
I understand it's been quite a technical morning.
Oh, it's been a morning.
Yes.
Honey, you have always honestly been one of the most hilarious humans to me ever. But you're also, I just get inspired by you, your activism and your, you know, political thoughts, and you're just a big ball of fun, Greg Proops. Can I say that?
Oh. Yes, you can, Stephanie Miller. Thank you very much for saying that. I try to be a big ball, and then occasionally I'm fun, too. So those things often follow one another.
So we're all coping differently. You tweeted or threaded whatever. Blue Sky, pardon me, I can't tell the difference anymore. You said, for the next 4 years, my pledge, no mention of pig face. The media is toast, F them, only positivity and humor, fighting for what's right, speaking up for those who cannot, fighting fascism. Thank you. I mean, this is what the hope of fascism is, that we feel helpless and we feel overwhelmed and depressed and we just check out, right?
Yeah, and I think a lot of people feel that way. And a lot of people felt that way for the last, you know, since November. But I just got tired of on social all the hot takes and she should have done this and she should have done that.
Oh, God.
It's like Kamala Harris is like Hillary Clinton, a once-in-a-lifetime rock star. Absolutely qualified, genius candidate for president. There was a zillion forces against her, and I'm sure you've been hashing it over the last month. So I think moving on, we just we go forward and look at the positive parts. We have more black women in the Senate now, and I think self-preservation is the first order of business to make sure that we're all calm and together. Well, and then the next thing is to defend people who can't be defended, you know.
One of my first orders of business will be to rename it the United States of Mark Elias. And I know you agree because you retweeted him. But he is. He's one of the warriors. He said Trump wants you to believe he's all powerful and that if you fight back, you'll lose. He wants you to believe if you fight back, you face danger. It's time for us to build not a temporary resistance, but a long-term opposition. And you just said, I'm in. First, we have a little Christmas. Then we fight for what's right. Evil will not prevail. And that's exactly it, right? At this point, Greg, just like self-care. Do you. Do whatever you need to do. These two are addicted to what's that thing?
Connections. New York Times Connections.
I got it today.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm balls deep into Madam Secretary because I love Tia Leone. And in my world that I live in, a strong, powerful woman runs the world, basically. But but you're right. And then get back in the fight, right? I mean, the fact that this is such a clown show and how many nominees are already out and he hasn't even started yet, right? He is not great and powerful Oz.
No, he's not. He's terrible. He's an awful. Well, you mean almost all Nazis and fascists are incompetent boobs led by, you know, racism and sexism. And they don't really have an agenda because there's nothing to accomplish. The only thing to accomplish is chaos and destruction. And that's not really like a tenable, I think, thing that you can carry on with. Because at a certain point, people get tired of it and it stops.
Yeah. I say that I feel the term incompetent boob is underused, and I thank you for bringing that back.
I mean, if there's anyone who's an incompetent, and everyone that he knows, I mean, the thing that's so irksome is the media has been, you know, pliant, obsequious lapdogs who you know, openly support fascism because they want the clicks and they want everyone to be agitated, and it works so well for them.
Yeah.
And they'll take whatever, I can barely get it out, advertising dollars they can get simply by doing that. And so I can't listen to them every second anymore. And during the 4 years that he was in before, and I'll never say he was president because he's not my bloody president.
I have like six of those T-shirts, not my president. A nice thing is since he's going to blow up the economy, thank you. With tariffs, I can reuse all of my old shirts. Maybe we'll even have impeachment again. I have impeachment shirts. I have not my president. I have resistance T-shirts. You retweeted our friend Jamie Harrison, who said Joe Biden's a good and decent man. He's a public servant who has always strived to try to do what he believes is best for all. Joe Biden is also an amazing father. Today he did what was best and what was right, and that was that. And you just said, retweeted it and said truth. Like, I'm so sick of the, you know, pearl clutching and bedwetting on our side sometimes, Greg. I'm like, are you kidding me? You voted for a felon, a 34 felon rapist, and you're clutching your pearls over, oh, Biden should, you know, and again, and the information that changed is Trump won and put in all these, you know, what do you want to call them? These people that have vowed to go after his son, right?
Oh, no, there would be nothing but, there'd be 4 years of tormenting Hunter Biden, which isn't productive and just plays into their nonsense narrative. Everything's fiction with them, you know. How do you solve immigration? Oh, you put everyone in jail. How do you solve gender issues? You ban everyone. I mean, it's always fiction. The answer always lies in the Bible or in some weird fictional thing that's not really happening. It's never a nuts and bolts, you know. And that's the thing that makes Biden so great.
Right.
How effective has he been? I go all over the country all the time. I tour every day. And believe me, I go to every state, including Ohio and Iowa and places like that in Oklahoma. And oh my goodness, now you can get the internet when you drive through rural Tennessee.
Yeah. Yeah.
And no one wants to talk about things like that. But I do, because when we drive across states that are red states, and I love all the people there because they're good people too. It's not a matter of I also don't like when people go like, oh, I hate Mississippi or whatever. And it's right. Look, Mississippi's full of beautiful people. The governments of each of these states are hideous beyond compare. Yeah.
Well, Greg, we've been talking about this, you know, Michael Tomasky, Alan Lichtman, the, you know, historian who's gotten every election right, have all pointed to the same thing, disinformation. You know, so whether it's, you know, people, and we were saying, it's not just Fox News, it's that whole ecosphere drives the mainstream media now. You know, and so we saw this ridiculous double standard that they use for, you know, Joe and Kamala and for Trump. I mean, he's gotten so sane-washed and so normalized, and there's so much disinformation. I mean, this tweet this morning, the disinformation just Musk disseminates has been viewed billions of times. Many people are living in an alternate universe that calls into question the fundamental basis of political decision making in this country. I keep saying it, Greg, like if I believed that I'm sending my kid to school and they're coming back a different sex without my permission, or people were eating my pets, I guess I might vote that way too. But you and I go, how could people believe such ridiculous lies? But they do, because it is echoed everywhere in this right-wing ecosphere.
Yeah. No, it's a ceaseless flood of disinformation. And then you go to other places outside of where we live, and, you know, we're chattering class people because we follow the news and we, you know, we're media types. They don't get any real information. Right. You know what I mean? It's not accessible to them. It's not what comes through the pipeline. When I play in real places all over America and stuff like that, it's not so much, too, that they believe everything that they see. It's that they don't have access to the truth. And at this point, it's everything's been QAnon so hard. And like you say, the mainstream media supports it so much. It's difficult to see what's true. And also, let's be honest, a lot of people voted because they're racist and sexist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what they voted. And I get, here's something, Stephanie, that people always say, why do people vote against their interests? They're not. Their interest is racism and sexism.
Yeah.
But it hurts them personally. Yeah. They don't care.
We just talked about the biggest Black Friday weekend ever, just about. Highest travel ever. I mean, give me a break. And 3 weeks ago, you couldn't afford eggs. It's like, it's not the economy. Mm-hmm. You're right. It's the disinformation constantly put out about the economy that then the mainstream media picks up. We were saying it's not just Fox. It's right-wing radio and then right-wing podcasts. And they're actively putting Russian disinformation out there on top of it. And it's, you know, Sinclair buys all the local TV stations. So it's you're right. That's all they have access to. No wonder a huge percentage of them think Joe Biden didn't win the 2020 election, because that's what they're told. They're just fed constant red meat to make them feel better about themselves, like, oh, they didn't really lose, you know? I mean, yeah. So anyway, you retweeted Katie Fang, who I love as well, who said Hunter Biden's two criminal cases were political prosecutions in order to attack President Biden. The DOJ pursued unprecedented charges after a high-pressure campaign by Trump and his surrogates. And, you know, you just said right on. And I don't know if you're following this whole Joe and Mika, oh my God, meltdown this morning, but David Frum wrote a piece, because they basically apologized for a joke he made. He said, like, what was it, Jody, yesterday morning?
If
you're too drunk for Fox News, you're really drunk, you know. And Mika apologizes for him, and oh, there's good people at Fox News. And I mean, they're already being mocked by both sides of the aisle for going and kissing Trump's ring at Mar-a-Lago, you know, and. You know, David Frum wrote, fear is infectious. Let it spread and it will paralyze us all. I keep saying that, too. Like, courage is infectious and so is cowardice. And in my mind, Joe and Mika are modeling cowardice. Your friend Mark Elias said, I think the question is how much more their MSNBC audience will take of anticipatory obedience. Right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's what they're selling. They're absolutely selling that. I mean, you know, we're talking about a person who, during the election, was completely incoherent, swayed gently to music for an hour at one point during one of his rallies. And that's a disqualifying thing. Everything he's done has been absolutely disqualifying.
Did you feel dumb that you've written all this brilliant material all these years and all you needed to do was sway to Ave Maria for 20 minutes?
You know, that's part of my new act. Although I tend to do Andreas Wohlbender and some of the oldies, Mannheim Steamroller. I like to call the audience.
Yeah, right.
I lift them spiritually with some Vivaldi at the end, maybe the Four Seasons or something, kind of climax. And then I shoot a cat out one of my orifices.
Sure.
It's an interesting act.
Yeah. I'd pay money for it.
You know, like you say, Sane washing him. He's a thoroughgoing moron Nazi who speaks in lies. And they can't bring themselves to say that. And they weren't able to bring themselves to say that for the four terrible years before. And they won't be able to this time either. They'll be absolutely eager to do those fantastic press conferences on the lawn where the helicopter's whirring and you can't hear anything and he's screaming at everybody.
Yeah.
Frankly, they love the abuse. It's a very Stockholm syndrome thing. But I agree with you, Stephanie, more than anything. We mustn't be afraid. My wife said to me last night, we're not going back. That's it. This is a reckoning moment for women in America. It's a reckoning moment for everyone who's not a white guy in America. And it's the moment where the line is held, right?
Yep.
Not only are they going to fail in their 4 years, they're going to find that everything has really radically changed because they've gone – they caught the car and they don't know what to do with
it. Exactly, exactly. I can't, for one, wait to see your new act because you have always been a feminist and stood with women. And so I don't know whose joke that is, that like men, to try to imagine what childbirth is like, it's like peeing out a kitten. So I'm guessing that's what you do when you said you have a pick kitten. Is that what you're doing? You're replicating childbirth?
Yeah.
I'm as much as I can, and I'll suffer most of the pain. But of course, the audience, whenever they're in front of me, suffers a great deal.
Yes.
You can see Greg Proops pee out a kitten while swaying to Ave Maria in December 30th and 31st at the Punchline in San Francisco.
Nice.
So that'll be super fun. All right, you're with us for the hour, yes?
Yes, please.
Oh, yes, yay! Please. All right, 19. Yay! We can't have nice things again. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. There's no need. I know. Now you're
much
back.
Better. Yeah, now.
You feel better now. We figured out it was a bad cable.
Yeah.
See? It's like when you have a bad phone company. Just switch to Credo. You can make a difference in the world. They're the nation's only progressive phone company. They have given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits that need our help more than ever right now. Planned Parenthood, Transgender Law Center, on and on. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone and your current number. Bam! Get in. We're going saving the world and money. 70 Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25, credomobile.com. The code is STEF25 at credomobile.com.
Stephanie Miller, a lovely girl who came from beyond the stars to spot in the sea.
Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction. There's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone company to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. And those nonprofits need our help now. Now more than ever. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to credomobile.com, and for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25. Learn more at credomobile.com. One more time, that is credomobile.com. The code is STEF25.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Blue is my favorite color.
Hey, everybody. It's Free Speech TV Winter Fun Drive. And just Greg Proops for no extra charge.
Yeah.
Check it out. Keep us on the air here, please, at Free Speech TV. Donate in honor of the fight against climate change. There's a plant a tree premium.
That's right.
That we have today.
$100 and you can plant a tree.
There you go. Right. Fantastic.
Uh-huh.
That's today and today only.
Yes.
Right? Rather than selecting a thank you gift, choose to support a reforestation efforts and plant a tree. We work with One Tree Foundation. Go to freespeech.org/donate. You get to fight fascism, save democracy, and plant a tree.
Yeah.
Check that out. 877-378-8669 or freespeech.org/donate.
Later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Janine Marks, a 12-year-old, was fairly normal. She spent a lot of time online.
One day, she met a new friend. The new friend had the same problems at home. They liked the same bands. They worried about the same subjects in school. They promised to keep each other's secrets. They wished they went to the same junior high. The new friend had good news. He said he was going to be in Janine's area one Saturday. He thought it would be amazing if they could just hang out, go to the mall. Janine agreed. The new friend didn't want parents messing this up. Janine showed up alone. So did her new friend, who wasn't in junior high, wasn't nice, and wasn't a 14-year-old boy. Last year, one in five children was sexually solicited online. Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com to learn how to protect your kids' online life. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. I see the creepy AI version of Greg Bruce, but I don't see him live. Greg, are you there?
Hi there.
Oh, there you are. You popped up right next to the. That's your album cover. Tell us about the album.
It is. Thank you. I made an album called Purple Shasta Raccoon. I made it last year in San Francisco. I'm making another one this New Year's as well. Can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Thank God. And I improvised it at the Punchline in San Francisco, and one of the lines was, you know, when we were teenagers, I'm not including you in my age group, but I'm presuming you remember these types of things. Marijuana came in a plastic bag and had many seeds in it, and sometimes bugs and arthropods and shrimp and unlikely things, rocks, and prawns, whatnot, things that pop up in the bag. And then you'd clean it on Frampton Comes Alive or, you know, Yes Songs or Big Double Albums. And then while you were smoking it, you'd be talking to someone about, God, I can't believe him. My dad's such a bummer, man. He won't let me go to see Foghat or whatever. And then, bang, a seed would explode. And you'd be like a cartoon of a, you know, a 30s cartoon with a black face. And
exploding cigar.
Exploded joint. And that doesn't happen anymore because everything is so, you know, hydroponically bred by, you know, minds that live in a jar somewhere. Directing the THC to go to different tendrils and whatnot. And now they have weed called Purple Shasta Raccoon, I guess was the point of the whole. So I decided to call the album that. And and speaking of, you know, laying down and no courage, there was one of the NPR outlets who was very kind to me about my last album told me that they couldn't interview me about this album because the album had too much politics and swearing on it.
Oh, no. Clutch the pearls.
That's never been a reason before. So they made up that reason for this one.
God save us from the seas of the world right now.
I mean, I'm not complaining because here I am. But
yeah.
It's,
can I give you one degree of separation?
Indicative.
So my coping mechanism is Madam Secretary. And in the show, Tia Leone's favorite singer is Peter Frampton. So see.
Really?
And then they surprise her and he shows up and sings at her anniversary party.
Aw.
And I was thinking, remember when that seemed like new technology? The right? I remember I saw him in my hometown in Buffalo.
I love you, Buffalo. Do you? Yeah. You feel like we do.
What was that thing?
And it was a gross plastic thing that you stuck in your mouth, and that was considered so groovy. I was at a Eagles concert in 1976 or 77, somewhere in there. And the Eagles were arrested for loitering during the show, which was shocking. The cops came on. They're like, nothing to see here. Just a bunch of guys wearing flip-flops and T-shirts. And they brought out Peter Frampton because that was the year it was.
Right.
Wasn't it 76 was the big year that...
Yeah, we were so easily impressed in the 70s. I just remember like a whole stadium in Buffalo when he did the walk-a-walk, walk-a-walk. We're all like, oh, my God, what is that?
Yeah. It's sorcery.
Can you believe this? It's amazing. I remember seeing AC/DC in the 70s with Bon Scott. That's how old I am.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, I'm going to tell you, it cost a nickel to ride the streetcar to school. And we held hot potatoes in our hands to keep warm because of the depression.
Did you wear an onion on your belt?
Yeah, exactly. And I put cabbage under my baseball cap to keep cool during the summer months.
We'll get the rest of this. Heartbreak. Hang on. AC/DC story next with Greg Proops.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, one in 68 children is diagnosed with autism. That's about a 30% increase in 2 years. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
In times like these, violence in our schools is a reality. So it's important to know what to do if a dangerous situation arises, and also how to prevent it. Kids, never bring a weapon to school. And if you see a student with one, or even hear someone talking about having a weapon, report it immediately. If something doesn't seem right or look right to you, speak up. If someone you know is showing signs of anger, or if you are feeling out of control, tell someone. If you feel threatened or bullied, tell someone. Violent acts often start out as small disagreements. Tell a parent or teacher if you see an argument taking place. It's better to let someone know about a disagreement before it gets out of hand. Let's put an end to these tragedies. Ask your school to adopt an anti-violence program. Visit ncpc.org to learn more about how to keep your school safe. That's ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface. Meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Hello, I'm here to see the apartment.
Boy, this place is nice.
Hi there.
Oh my goodness, he's black.
How many square feet is it?
Oh, it's perfect. Look at that natural light.
It's 1,000.
I can't rent to him. He probably doesn't even have a job.
What kind of deposit will you need?
I can't wait to move in.
Actually, well,
go ahead, say it. He'll never know.
Is something wrong?
What's going on here?
Oh my, I forgot. This apartment's been rented.
There. That wasn't so bad.
It has. Why are you showing it to me then?
She's totally lying. I don't believe this.
I'm terribly sorry. My mistake.
That was easy. You'll never know.
Housing discrimination is illegal. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
So Trump has selected Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy to run this new group, which will ultimately make recommendations
for how to cut government spending. So why are you getting on board to support this?
Sure. Well, look, that's the committee that Ilan and Vivek are running. This is the caucus within Congress. Most caucuses in Congress are bipartisan, and most caucuses don't take caucus positions. They don't have official things to do, but members gather and have conversations. And so, look, I think it's the time for staying in safe spaces is over. We should be able to go in spaces and have that conversation.
Jared Moskowitz. Greg, the what is it? Office of Government Efficiency is, of course, run by two people.
So that's already inefficient.
Is it? Should they call it the Office of Redundancy? Okay. It's. I was like, what?
The Office of Ineffective Billionaires.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there going to be? Where that?
That's okay.
See, NPR said they would not have Greg on because there's too much politics and swearing, and I'm for all of it. You just can't swear on this show. We can bleep it.
I apologize. I didn't mean to say prancing.
But I am all about politics and swearing. Can't get enough. And how can you get through this politics without swearing, I ask you? I mean, is it hard as a comedian? I was saying that, you know, I'm so tired of this woke and blah, blah, blah. Like, woke, doesn't it just mean not being a, you know, to people that are different than you? And I would contend that people like you and Jimmy Kimmel and, you know, Stephen Colbert, SNL, on and on, are you're not punching down, you know, and you're just as funny as ever. Do you get
Well, if you haven't the taste and manners to be horrible to people who can't defend themselves, then maybe you oughtn't be a comedian. Maybe you should just be a right-wing shill. There's a commentator named Seth Simons who writes about comedy. And because of what happened in the last election and, you know, all the podcasters and right-wing comics, he's like, hideously, the face of comedy right now is fascism. Mm-hmm. You know, that there's so many famous fascist comics right now who support the Russian paradigm. And it's a really dismal state of affairs because obviously there's a zillion great comedians and more great women comedians than ever.
Yeah.
And more great comics who aren't white guys than ever. And they get washed over because, you know, I've said it so many times, Stephanie, when will white men be heard from? Why are we shunted to the side? This election was a referendum on that. It really was.
Oh, yeah.
White guys have had enough, and yeah. We're taken back tonight. And no matter how stupid or ugly or how many crappy ideas we have, we're going to be the loudest, and we're going to stamp our little feet and grind our little fists into our hips and wear little white go-go boots. Like that.
And also, we were laughing about they're supposed to be the alpha males, and Pete Hegseth has to have his mommy go. Go call the senators for him and go on TV and defend him. I mean, and Elon Musk, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Had his mommy. I mean, and they call you guys, you know,
such
beta
alpha,
males,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's such an alpha male there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm a soy boy cuke, is it?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Cuck.
Oh, yeah.
Cuck.
Thank you for knowing that.
Yes.
Sorry.
But it is this whole, look at all, how many rapists has he appointed already, allegedly?
All of them.
But that's the thing about this bro culture. It's not just misogynistic, it's rapey. And
oh, no, it's hideous beyond measure. It's excusing, you know, this is their chance to really make a statement that, you know, two men had to face any consequences for their hideous behavior. And that was too much. That was too much for all men. And I know that guys get really mad at me, and white guys get really mad at me because I rank on white guys all the time. And then I'll say men are horrible or whatever. And they'll go, not me, I'm not. And I'm like, dude, you are. You're one of us. We have to look in the mirror. It's our big, great getting up morning where all men have to look at themselves and their behavior. And
yeah.
It's a really horrible moment because we're pretty crappy, mediocre in general. I mean, Reagan, Mango Mussolini. I mean, we're not talking about the best in the breast here. Musk, are you joking me?
I know.
I mean, you wouldn't let him come over to your house and hang out with your kids. You really wouldn't. Because he's so creepy
and druggy.
He is druggy.
I didn't mean to be rude, but what is Carlos said he looks like a duffel bag that got overfilled the wrong way.
I always call him the bile sea creature who rose from the depths because
right.
We're supposed to pretend that thing on his head is hair. And we're also supposed to pretend that what he's carting around is a body and not some sort of weird gelatinous mass that's come from
He's like a beanbag sectional.
Like a jellyfish sort of in a... Anyway, oh, did I interrupt you? Were you about to tell an AC/DC story from the 70s?
Mm-hmm. Not so much that, they had a cordless guitar in 1978 and all of us lost our minds because Bon Scott carried Angus through the crowd in his schoolboy outfit. Mind you, I'm talking about men not being adequate, and here I am raving about a concert I saw when I was 18 where a guy dressed as a schoolboy was carried by a man with no shirt through the crowd with a cordless guitar, and I was impressed beyond measure. So I also saw Kiss the night Elvis died, and they said, we'd like to dedicate a song to the king of rock and roll, and we looked at each other and went, why? There was no internet then. We had no idea Elvis was dead. I'm like, you have a pagoda on your head.
I remember I had to do an appearance. Remember the day Dick Cheney shot someone in the face?
Uh-huh.
And I opened with that joke, and everyone's like, oh, Steph. I'm like, no, Dick Cheney just shot someone in the face because they didn't, because it had just happened.
A friend of his.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Who apologized to him.
Uh-huh.
Remember?
That's, yes,
remember
for getting in the way of his bullets.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't it Stevie Wonder who said, that's what friends are for? Yeah. 22-8 bird shot, 80 rounds of 22-8 bird shot into someone's face. It was an accident. Of course they'd had a few drinks. They're men.
And now Dick Cheney's on our side.
Yeah.
We woke up between Dick and Liz Cheney the day after the election and went, oh, Jesus, what did I do last night to try to save democracy? Because we have one of the most talented comedians in the country, let's talk about something really awful and horrible and dark that can't possibly be made funny. Some Republican-led states that have passed near-total abortion bans have mysteriously stopped collecting statistics on maternal mortality over the last couple of years. Some observers suspect it is not a coincidence. It comes as reports begin to trickle in of cases of women who have died after being denied abortion care in dangerous pregnancies, despite every state with an abortion ban ostensibly having exceptions for the life of the mother. Women of color, of course, being the bulk of these cases. I mean, they're just going to try to cover it up and call it fake news, right? When we say women are dying.
I think that's the general idea. To take away all rights from women is going to be the super big goal. In the old days, it would have been to prep up for a war or whatever, like the Nazis, because that was the first thing they did. Now I think it's just a matter of control. They don't really have an agenda other than to be horrible. And the first thing they can do to protect themselves and their hideous sexism is to take away all rights from women, which is why I say, Stephanie, that I think having caught the car, they've gone too far, and this is the reckoning. A black woman got within an inch of being president in a 100-day campaign.
Yeah.
And if you don't think that put the fear in them worse than anything ever possibly could, they really did need Russia and all the propaganda in the world and a poorly educated group of white people to push them over the finish line.
We don't realize, because we don't live in that world, Greg, that's all they heard is scary black lady lawyer from San Francisco that's doing trans surgery on illegals in prison. And, you know, you and I think, well, who would believe that ridiculous? She's a communist from San Francisco, but it's like, you're right. That was an impossible task in 100 days to overcome this amount of disinformation about her and Donald Trump, right?
It really was. I mean, I hear a black woman lawyer from San Francisco, and I become aroused.
Correct.
Because I am from San Francisco, and this has been my the dream of my lifetime, to have a woman from San Francisco be president. But I realize the rest of the country are my relatives. And I had relatives tell me that fentanyl was the problem, and then I would say, well, actually, fentanyl's been, you know, they've tried to contain it, and there's been a lot of progress. But you can't counter anything with facts, because facts are irrelevant.
And it comes through legal ports of entry, largely carried by Americans. So it's like nothing. I keep saying this, Greg, but I think that's the most frustrating thing. We didn't lose on anything that's actually true. It'd be different if we just lost on the issues. Like, we would just, you know, we're out of step on issues. But they won just not on lies, but on ridiculous lies. But, you know, are so easily disprovable. Yeah.
No one cares now about the pets being eaten in Ohio. You may have noticed that the Haitians have stopped eating the pets.
I guess they're full.
They've had enough. Also, it's after Thanksgiving. You know, you push your chair back. You're like, I am stuffed. That calico cat. You know, I couldn't eat.
No, thank you. I had Chihuahua for breakfast. Thank you. No.
Right?
Oh, I feel like I ate a St. Bernard. Ooh.
They never agree with me. I like them. They don't like me. there is no more issues for them anymore. It's all fiction. And I think the way to counter it, of course, is to get people to realize eventually that their rights are being stripped from them, which I think they're going to realize quite soon, which gives me hope for the next election. And yes, there's going to be one. We can't be afraid that he's going to magically do away with democracy in 2 years' time or something like that. Yeah. That's giving up.
They count on us giving up. You're right, Greg. Yeah. Well, and
no,
the other thing I was going to say, they won on an issue that first of all, they spent how many millions on the trans issue? Mm-hmm. And it's less than 1% of us or something are trans. And, you know, now here we are at the Supreme Court, attorneys who argued against Tennessee's ban on gender-affirming health care at the Supreme Court expressed hope that the court's 9 justices will take this opportunity to affirm the essential freedom and equality of all people before the law, while reports indicated the right-wing majority is inclined to uphold the ban. I mean, our friend Charlotte Clymer said, how is it being woke that we just want the right to exist peacefully? Right?
I've always believed that, and I always feel like if you're transphobic or homophobic or sexist or you don't believe in women should have the right to choose, it's not this big principled stance. It just means you're an awful human being.
Yeah.
And there's a big difference between believing something for a bunch of good reasons and just being a cretinous moron.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we're at. And you know, he engineered the court so it would be this way. And that was the other thing we were voting on, just like with Hillary. We were really voting on the court because you've seen who Biden put on the court, a black woman. And I tend to urge people to embrace that type of thing. When I say we're not going back because we have a black woman on the Supreme Court. We broke that barrier.
Yeah.
So that's something that can't be undone. And in people's minds, most people aren't homophobic and most people aren't transphobic and whatever. It's not a big issue for them. They don't care anymore. But they get pushed along with the giant tide. And I think that's where they're going to lose. They're going to lose everybody because they have no practical solutions to everything. And things aren't going to go well.
Yeah.
Things are going to be super rocky.
Yeah.
And
it's going to be the biggest case, the biggest, fastest case of buyer's remorse ever. It already is. They're already like the biggest Google search of what are tariffs? Can I change my vote?
Mm-hmm. I love that. This is America in a nutshell, though, isn't it? I mean, like, I didn't like what I got. I wanted to get a new subscription. I subscribed to Peacock, but what I really wanted was Hulu Plus.
Yeah.
Right, they think it's like a subscription you can cancel. It's like, no. You're stuck with this now for 4 years.
People don't really have a big civics background now. What really gets me, Stephanie, are the 89 million people, however many it was, that didn't vote. You're like, if I had a couple of you, we could have won this easily and we'd all be laughing right now.
Yeah.
And then there wouldn't be any. And then you would see, because certainly in that instance, Thomas and Alito would run away from the court in the next term. Now they don't have to, but if she had been elected, they would have stepped down, and that would have given us the opportunity because they didn't want to be chased like hounds, you know.
Yeah. So speaking of Supreme Court, here is the first transgender man to argue a SCOTUS with Jake Tapper.
The case comes at a time when 26 states have passed laws restricting health care treatments for transgender youth, according to a CNN analysis of data from the nonprofit think tank Movement Advancement Project. So how do you plan to argue before the U.S. Supreme Court in a case that could have wide-ranging implications beyond the state of Tennessee?
Well, thank you for having me, Jake. And obviously, this is a critical inflection point for transgender people across the country. We're coming off of an election season where transgender people played an outside role in people's consciousness in terms of the way in which we were situated as a threat to others.
Greg, here's the issue I keep saying we need to take back. Is remember, Republicans always said they're the small government party? It's what my dad and Goldwater ran on, and they've ran on for years. It's like, get the out of our lives. And what business is it of yours? It's between your child and your doctor. Whether it's your health care, abortion care, whether it's your transgender child. It's like, get out of everybody's business, right?
Well, I think it's combo clutter of evangelical meddling and fascism. I mean, because that's what fascism is. We're going to just interfere with everything you do, and we're not going to allow anyone to say anything or be anything or do anything. You can't exist outside the narrow parameters of what we define as normal. And if, by the way, a sea creature like Musk or a moron like Vivek Ramaswamy, or what did Heskett say? He was going to quit drinking if he became a
Yes,
an official.
Sure.
That's unacceptable. So
you don't trust him? What he says? Okay.
And by the way, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson was in an improv group in Harvard called On Thin Ice. And it, to the best of my knowledge, Stephanie, she's the only improv performer that's ever been appointed to the Supreme Court.
Awesome.
We know that Rehnquist worked truck stops for drugs, and we know that Clarence Thomas is great, you know, outside with a bunch of rich guys around the fire. And we know that Alito is kicking the ass with some clam chowder and a flag. But
I noticed really, her decisions are very yes and.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, all right.
I need a suggestion for a place where six fascists and three women are.
There you go.
Exactly. All right. 49 minutes after the hour, this section of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Cozy Earth. This is the gift of all gifts. I'm telling you, the gift that keeps on giving. They are just, everything is so soft. Oh my God, the Cozy Earth sheets, they get softer with every wash. I have the duvet cover, the Cozy Earth bamboo pajama set in men's or women's.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, they're fantastic. I have the black, I have the olive green, I have the blush color. They're so soft, so luxurious, so temperature regulating. They're made from viscose, from bamboo.
Oh.
Gently pried from pandas worldwide.
Well.
In a loving way. I mean, they're lovingly tricked out of it. Want your Cozy Earth gifts by Christmas. Order by December 13th for free shipping. Expedited shipping available until December 20th. Wrap the ones you love in luxury. Head on over to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. My code is Stephanie for up to 40% off. That is CozyEarth.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Once again, something wonderful in my life has been turned into a giant crap fest.
Amid holiday prep and gifts arriving on doorsteps, keeping your home and family safe has never been more crucial. Why? Because FBI data shows the holidays see a sharp rise in burglaries and theft. You need Simply Safe now, and right now you can save 50% on a new Simply Safe system, their biggest deal of the year. Unlike traditional security systems that only kick in after someone is already inside your home, with Simply Safe Active Guard outdoor protection, monitoring agents can prevent crime before it starts, seeing and speaking to suspicious individuals in real time and requesting 911 dispatch before they even reach your door. With no long-term contracts and professional monitoring plans starting at $1 a day, it's no wonder Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running. Head on over to SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on your new system with a select professional monitoring plan. That is SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. Remember, there is no safe like Simply Safe.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
From the National Institutes of Health, this is Health Beat. Sleepiness and fatigue. They contribute to lapses in attention, slowed reaction times, errors in working memory, reduced ability to learn, and difficulties with problem solving. These factors are made all the more dangerous when people...
Hello, Free Speech TV land. Today is the day you can save democracy, keep us on the air here at Free Speech TV, and plant a tree.
Yay!
It's right in the fight against climate change. We stand with you. When you give $100 or more to Free Speech today and only today, rather than choosing a thank you gift, we're going to plant a tree. We're working with the One Tree Foundation,
yep.
And you get to save all of our truth tellers here, me and Tom Hartman and Randy Rhodes and on. Go to freespeech.org/donate or call 877-378-8669. Please and thank you.
Of sleepiness in the workplace.
For more information on sleep disorders and how to overcome them, visit health.nih.gov. For Health Beat, I'm Phil Stevenson.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Yeah. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. We apologize for the technical difficulties, but we are putting the first 2 hours of the show up for free, right, on our Happy Hour podcast feed.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's going to be up within a half hour after the end of the show.
There you go. All right. And we've got everything fixed. It was a cable. Okay. And Greg Proops is here. He has two shows, December 30th and 31st at the Punchline in San Francisco. His new album is Purple Shasta Raccoon. Comedy rock star who gave us the fun fact that a Ketanji Brown Jackson was in an improv group at Harvard.
Yeah.
Whose line is it anyway? See what I did there?
Right.
Greg Proops told us that. That's whose line that was.
Yeah.
Greg, to your point about, first of all, we were saying we just flipped another seat out here. So they only have a 2-seat majority in the House.
Is it 2 now? We're trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
Wow.
We, you know, Kamala lost by, as you say, a point and a half. You know, it was not any kind of landslide or mandate. Trump has fully embraced the school voucher agenda in his platform, defunding public schools to divert money to private institutions with less oversight. But in many red states, voters aren't on board. So that's the, you know, annoying thing that happened in state by state. They voted for progressive policies over and over and then for Trump, right? They vote for abortion rights and then the rapists that took their abortion rights away, right?
Right. I mean, we played North Carolina the day of the election. In North Carolina, a completely progressive agenda and Democrats all up and down the ballot, including a Jewish governor and then him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a very strange anomaly. And it really speaks to the awesome sexism and racism of America. But also, like you say, it's not a landslide. And they have a very tenuous grasp on this, in my opinion.
Yep.
And in 2 years' time, when it's all gone to hell in a hell basket, I think they're going to find a giant, come to Jesus moment where they get punched out of Congress and the Senate. And then we'll see what happens the last 2 years.
Well, here's another wildly popular Republican policy, Greg. 11 children work on an Iowa pork plant's kill floor. The U.S. Labor Department is reporting nearly a dozen children were working shifts cleaning meat processing equipment used at an Iowa pork plant's kill floor for a 4-year period. 11 children were using corrosive chemicals to clean, as well as perilous head splitters, jaw pullers, bandsaw, neck clippers, and other equipment at the this plant in Sioux City. This is the second time a federal investigation has found children working at that particular meat processing plant. Isn't Sarah Huckabee Sanders all for this, by the way?
I think everything was explained in the two photos, the one photo of her signing the child labor laws into effect and the frowning, grimacing children behind her, and the one of Tim Walz giving all children free breakfast and lunch where they're all happy and jumping up and down. And I think that would be your big... If you needed to show the difference between the two parties, that's it. And it's not a nickel's worth of difference, as some people would have you believe. Like you say, our team drives me crazy because we're like herding cats. You know, Republicans have a rally and they're like, we want to crush everyone. Yeah. We have a rally and someone's like, I'm not going to go to the rally because someone's wearing leather.
exactly.
Greg Proops, follow him everywhere. Go see him live. We love you, Greg Proops.
Thank you so much.
Bye, darlings.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we're going Green Acres.
We'll be shoveling out the bullshit.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.